Hey guys, I hope you guys had a lot of fun working on breaking down your goals. I would love to hear about your goals being broken down, what they have to say, what you had to say about them. Like, share a couple of them, maybe one goal and like the steps for it underneath. That's a great way for maybe you to get some feedback from us. I'd love to share some feedback because I can't tell you how many times I asked for feedback and everyone's like, that's a great goal. And then I had someone very nicely tell me, that's a really bad layout here. And I was like, oh, that you're right. Because initially I just had, I'm going to use my bodybuilding goal. When I first started putting it on my list, it was literally like, workout. That's your goal. That's just what you got to do. Finally, I realized, well, to target my goal by a certain date, and I had a certain date in mind. This was my third time. I just want to make sure you guys know this. Like, just because you have a goal doesn't mean you're going to achieve it immediately. This was my, when I finally competed, this was my third attempt. And this first attempt, I was extremely close and ready to go. And I was just waiting for some final tune-ups and I got pregnant. The second goal, I was really, really, really close into building everything. And I actually got really hurt. I fell down the stairs. The carpet had been installed in my rental house incorrectly. And I fell. Bent my collarbone, like changed my arm. I got tennis elbow in both arms. I dislocated all the carpals in my left hand. It was a mess. It took weeks to heal everything. So I just want you to know sometimes these goals, just because you didn't get there the first time or the second time, don't worry about it. It just keep pushing. But my goal, kind of like I said, I had initially like just first goal I had it. The first time I did this, I had better plan. The second time I did it, I just kind of had like a wing it and go because I was just like so frustrated after failing the first one. And I had a lot of internal blocks. Can you guys hear them? Like, well, I didn't do it the first time. Probably not going to do it the second time. The third time, somebody said to me, they were like, why don't you sit with me and have a conversation about your goals and share how you want to get to where you want to go? And I said, okay. So I started, I'm like, well, I'm working out. And they were like, great. Are you working out how you need to be? And I was like, well, I don't know that. I'm like, sure. So what I realized was I needed to hire a trainer. I needed to set an established goal with my trainer. And I did. She was lovely. And it was a time frame. I needed more time. I was not perfect when I got on stage. I'm 100% okay with that because of my time constraint. But I got there. I know I can do it. Okay. Next goal I had, like next thing I was like, okay, well, I guess I need one of those suits. I probably should buy that sooner rather than later. I needed shoes and jewelry. I needed to actually find a show. That's so silly. You would think that'd be at the first top of my list, but wasn't. It was literally like almost an afterthought in my head. So it was working and sitting with someone saying, hey, can I share like how I'm doing that? And letting them ask me questions without being offended that they've asked me something I hadn't thought of, because that's what I was looking for. Ask me something I haven't thought of. Let me put it on my list. And then I made the steps and made all those things happen. And you guys know I made it to the stage. The same goes for writing a book. The same goes for finances. The same goes for creating relationships with your children. It doesn't really matter. You have to make the steps. If you can't figure out the steps, sit with a friend, sit with a mentor. If you don't have any of those, reach out. We will talk. But yesterday we talked about systems and I talked about how to put things on a calendar. And I talked about, I was like kind of a fire hose of information, like an AM routine and a PM routine that kind of like actually work together. And I talked about momentum, how momentum showing up consistently is the thing that is successful. And let's be honest, motivation is a lie because most of us have motivation for like 8 seconds. It gets hard and we're not motivated anymore. And I can promise you every Olympic athlete is not motivated every day to go to their workout. Every person who is digging themselves out of debt is totally not motivated to skip whatever it is they want to spend money on. It's a choice, an active choice. But today we're going to talk a little about a couple bonuses here that I think are important for goal success. And there are things that maybe you haven't considered. And the first one is dealing with people. Now, remember I think I told you guys this before. You can't change people. I did tell you guys this. You can't change people. can't change people. You can't change, you can't force them to change. You can't force them to like you changing. You can't force them to accept your behavior. And hopefully these are all positive things and we're not being cruel to people around us. But I do want to say, you are going to lose some friends. The friends that were comfortable with you where you were, they're going to not be able to sit next to you and be comfortable with where you're going. You're going to have some friends that are so excited to finally see you doing the things that they know you have potential for. Cannot rave about that enough. That friend is amazing. But that friend, oftentimes those friends are few and far between. And those friends are actually actively working on themselves as well. Like-minded growth. And while it doesn't need to be the same growth, like doesn't need, when I say like-minded, I mean, the growth itself is like-minded, not the activity that you're working towards is like-minded. However, you can seek community. Like if you're exercising and you're trying to stay motivated, join an online thing, join a gym, find people like-minded. If you're trying to be an author and you want to join a writer circle, then there's plenty of those guys. You know, sometimes, like in November, there's NaNoWriMo. They have a whole thing where people take the entire month and there's a website and you can submit your thousands of words that you write over the course of the month. Okay. People literally take the whole month off to write. Like-minded community. However, one of my favorite actresses, I think she's just so much fun. His name, Felicia Day. And she wrote a book called You're Only Weird on the Internet. And, but she, you guys, I don't know if you guys would know her. I watch weird TV shows. So she was on a TV show called Eureka as like a side actress. What do you call those? I don't know what they're called. Somebody put it below and remind me what they're called. Side actress, supporting actress. That's what it is. Supporting actress. Sorry. I don't watch TV very much. Can you tell? And she also happened to write one of the greatest pieces of like movie fiction I guess it's more like a cult fan. She felt like a cult fan following about massive multimedia online role-playing games, MMORPGs. Anyways, she wrote a whole play about it because she wanted to write like a TV show script. And then she actually filmed it in her house. Okay. So long story short, I had a purpose. So she actually was really awesome because she belonged to a group of women, like they got together to talk about their goals. And none of the women in the group shared the same goal as her. One of them, if I could recall correctly, one of them was like trying to do something in her business. One of them was trying to have a baby. And she was trying to write her screenplay. That's the thing that I was trying to come up with the word earlier. I can't remember what the other lady, but they were, needless to say, it's not really relevant what those were. What's relevant is the fact that each of these ladies had a goal and they met together to share how they were growing the goal. So growth was the share point. And I just want to make it I want you guys to understand, you don't have to find a niche like-minded community. You just need to find a growth like-minded community. Okay. So that's important. So growth like-minded community to support you, because you're going to get all the no's. You're going to get all the, you can't do that, from people who know you. In fact, people who know you are often the strongest critics. People who don't know you will be your strongest cheerleaders. Why? Because oftentimes energy attracts like, and that energy, and I mean like, you know, like they can see that you're working towards a goal. They see themselves working towards a goal, so they can recognize the growth pattern in that. And they will root for you because they want someone to root for them. All right. So you can't change people. You can only change yourself. You have to place boundaries. Oh, I don't know what that's doing. Well, whatever it is, you guys got it. So yay for balloons. You have to place boundaries around what you're doing. And we talked about that a little bit, right? You can't, if you put it on the calendar, you're not going to if you put a doctor's appointment on the calendar, you're not going to have coffee with a friend. So if you put your exercise or your writing or your whatever, your finances on your calendar, you're not going to go have coffee with a friend on top of that. Okay. Unless you need to, you know, the person came in and flew 3,000 miles around the world to see you, and you might flex that a little bit. So you have to know what a boundary is around your activity, and you have to state your boundary. Many of us state soft boundaries. I would like it if That is not a boundary. That is not a boundary. A boundary is I turn off my phone from 3 to 5 every day so I am not interrupted so I can do my activity. That's a boundary. I want to make it very clear. Boundaries are what you do to guard your time, not what someone else has to do. Okay? It's the activity you're doing to guard your time. They do not need to do anything. When they push your boundary, you may or may not be available. So like the phone's a nice boundary. You're not going to answer the phone if they call during that time frame. There are other boundaries that you can place too around your energy. And I so need that to be very clear. Do not try to hold on to people that are trying to actively sabotage your goal. That's not what you want to be doing. You do not want those people in your lives. You can place a boundary around them and see if they are willing to honor it. And then you can have that framework in which you have a friendship. If they are not willing to honor that, or they're not willing to let you and watch you grow, you might lose some friends. You might have to change churches. You might have to change activities that you do with your kids because of it. Remember, I talked about in the very beginning, working towards your goal costs a sacrifice. There will be sacrifices in activities. There will be sacrifices in people as you work towards your goal. If you like everything you have right now, that is fine. But then you've got your goal. And the things that you think you might want to do are never going to come to fruition. And that's hard for a lot of people to hear. If you're not willing to sacrifice, you're not going to get your stuff. You have got to change yourself. All right. So my next little bonus part here is success. How do you emulate success? Do you dress for success? Well, you do. You dress for success. Now, guys, some of you are going to be like, I just want to go for the gym. Okay, great. Dress for the gym. I don't care. I told you already. I work out and sometimes I'm stinky the rest of the day because I worked out. My success is that I got to the gym. My success is the things that I did with that. If I have a business meeting, well, I'm not going to show up stinky. I'm going to show up with my business plan in hand, dressed appropriately for the event. We dress for success. We don't just lounge around on the couch and go, I hope success finds me. Okay, it doesn't find you. You dress for the things you want to do. They say you dress for the job, which of course, my favorite meme is, you dress for the job that you want. Why are you dressed like Superwoman? Well, you know, some of us want to be Superwoman. We need to set up systems like I talked about. Okay, use your smart systems at home. Use other people as systems. Yes, I'm talking to all of you ADHDers that have joined this. Maybe some of you aren't, and you still are externally motivated. External motivation is a huge success point. Okay, that's fine. You don't even need to have ADHD to be externally motivated. Some of us are. We like performing for others. That's perfectly acceptable. If you want to clean house, invite people over. You will clean your house. And when your house is clean, you might clean a cupboard. And when you clean a cupboard, you might clean out your fridge. And I don't mean all in the same day because I put it on my calendar. I'm going back to that. But when you have a clean house and you have people coming over, and now you're like, I still need to clean something. It's like if you give a mouse a cookie. He's going to ask for a glass of milk. And then you're just going to keep going because we work with momentum. Sometimes for those of us that are already maybe dressing for success, but we don't like it, we need to add a layer of pretty to it. So maybe you already have a clean house, but you're really not happy with it. Get some flowers, make it pretty to you. Rearrange again, make it pretty to you. For those of you that are, you know, maybe more externally, get your hair done. And maybe it's wearing makeup. Some of us are not makeup wearers. I do have some lip stuff on because my lips are look awful because of the having this head thing. So you're going to put a layer of pretty onto your success as you go through this. And sometimes it's buying a new piece of equipment for the gym because you need that to be successful. Or you want that to be successful. Sometimes it's getting your nails done. I know a couple of ladies I've had this chat with, they've gotten I do nail stuff and it's beautiful and I love it. And then I occasionally buy stuff from them because they have such pretty nails. And sometimes it's buying a new pair of shoes for your activities. Let me give you a little example. I need some farm to street shoes. Well, I wear my muck boots out in all the time. That's fine. Rock on. But at the same time, I need something that I can tromp around my rough and tumble farm, but also look nice in the street. And by the street, I mean like going to the grocery store, going to Target or going to Home Depot or Lowe's. And I want to tromp around in my mud covered boots. So I'm going to get a pair of shoes that supports that activity so that I can not feel like a slob doing the things that I'm proud of doing. All right. That might be brushing my hair, brushing my teeth. Sometimes we forget those things. Okay. So when we are talking about success, we have to think and act kind of like what we want to become. And that's not to say become a jerk. Okay. That is not what I'm saying. I want to make that really clear. We are not becoming jerks. We are just making sure that we are putting our best sort of image forward so that we feel like we're doing what we're doing. In fact, one of my clients, my nutrition clients, she actually said this. I asked, we did a New Year's kind of a goal workshop. And the goal workshop, we talked about, we have our lofty goal, like we want to work out every single day. And she said, and I said, okay, so what's your bare minimum? What's your bare minimum for success? And her bare minimum for success was to just put her exercise clothes on every single day. That's a great bare minimum success. Okay. Like that's a great bare minimum success. Sometimes we just need to get dressed because that's all we have in us today because we're not feeling good. We're not feeling energized. Our momentum is low. It was just been a rough day. We do the bare minimum and it is still success. So when you're doing all of these things, I want you guys to remember that we have our lofty goals and we have our bare minimum for success. And whether we hit our lofty goal today or our threshold of bare minimum, we are still wildly successful. And I love the fact one of the ladies I listened to, she's all like, if you're listening to this, you're less than 1% of the population who's willing to grow and change, because most of us are not. Most of us wonder why it's not working. And but here you are trying to figure out how to make it work. And that is a powerful tool. All right, guys, I hope you have had a great time with this workshop. It's a little more cerebral, a little more up in our heads, thinking about things. I'd love for you guys to kind of drop below just some comments, if you haven't already, about how you've done with the workshop, what you're thinking, and what your energy level is regarding your new goals. And it's fine if you're a 1 right now. Remember, we're building momentum. Some of us might be a 5. Some of you might be gung-ho and being like, I'm a 10. Great. And then you catch a cold, you might be a 2. We're still going forward. The ball might be rolling fast. The ball might be barely rolling, but we are doing the work. All right, guys, until next month with our new challenge, I can't wait to see you. Bye.